This is Nursing in America. Each week, we speak with incredible nurses from all over the world who have taken the leap to start a new life in the United States. If you're thinking about doing the same, then this is the place you'll find all the insider knowledge and inspirational success stories to realize your own American dream.
Hi, everybody. And I have with me Cha. Hi, Cha.
Hello.
Welcome.
Thank you.
And Ivan. Hi, Ivan. So today we are going to be speaking to Cha and Ivan about their experience. We're going to be finding out, first of all, where is Texas exactly on the map? We're going to be talking about what's fun to do there, what's the climate like. We're going to be talking about housing. We're going to be talking about transportation. We're going to be talking about the cost of living. We're going to be talking about the taxes. So lots of really important and interesting things to hear about from both Ivan and Char's experience. Let's first talk a little bit about yourself. So before we talk about Texas, tell us a little bit about yourself and your background. Let's start with Cha. Ladies first.
Hello. Good morning, Tanya. Hi, Ivan.
Hi. Hello.
Hello. Yeah. Hi, my name is Cha Lungayan, and I'm from the Philippines. I've been a nurse for over 7 years now, 3 years in the Philippines, and I also work in Saudi Arabia for 2 years there. And I started my nursing career here in the U.S. Back in July 2019. So I started in Kentucky. My first hospital experience in there is like 2 years. Actually, I just like finished my 2 years there this year. And I'm pretty much new in Texas, to be honest. I've just moved in here for like two months ago, like October. So yeah, it's been like, but so far my experience here in Texas as like newcomer, it's so good. The climate, I love it. People and everything. I love it in Texas so far. So
fabulous. That's going to be a really interesting discussion today because Ivan, you've been in Texas for longer than 2 months, correct?
Oh, I've been here since 2018.
Okay. 3 years. So a long time. So that's going to be interesting because it'll be different perspective. Again, before we talk about Texas specifically, Ivan, give us just a little bit of background about yourself.
Oh, my name is Ivan Abarido. I'm from Zamboanga City, Philippines. So been here in the United States since 2016. And I've been a nurse since 2005, worked in the Philippines for 6 years, and worked in Abu Dhabi for 4 years. So basically waited for 10 years to be able to come to the United States due to retrogression during that time. And I started working in New Mexico in a nursing home and eventually moved to a hospital and then moved to Texas in May of 2018.
Okay, so Ivan's been there for a long time and it was a long journey, it sounds like, Ivan, to get to this point. But both Cha and Ivan are now living the American dream in Texas. It's a very popular destination. Many nurses all over the world are interested in Texas, but sometimes they don't know that much about it. So that's where this, today's show is really hopefully going to be very helpful for many people watching, where you're going to learn a lot more about what it's actually like to live in Texas. What are the good things? What are the maybe not so good things? Because nowhere is perfect. There are, you know, no place is utopia. So we're going to start talking now specifically about Texas. So Cha and Ivan, tell us for starters, why did you choose Texas? And what did you know about Texas before you actually came to live there? Let's start with you again, Cha.
Actually, that's the original plan. That's one of my American dreams before like going here in the U.S. because I have a aunt in here. She lives in Odessa. So that's the basic plan. But the only thing is like my agency just have the facility in Kentucky. So I have to like move in there for, I mean, I have to like start my American journey there for like 2 years. And then I've heard a lot of good things in here in Texas because they told me that the weather is good. It feels like it's in the Philippines because it's not that too, like when there's like a winter in here, it's not too cold. They said that because back in Kentucky, we also have like four seasons there. And last year, the winter is not so good. It's like I've been traumatized actually, especially when driving. So it's not that so good back there. But like here in Texas, the weather is good. I've heard a lot of good things, places. And then especially it's very diverse because there's a lot of nationalities in here, which is a good thing because you're going to like learn from their culture, their language, and also like the foods, because basically we have everything in here. When you're craving with Mexican food, Filipino food, everything, it's just like, you know, like 30 minutes away, 10 minutes away. You don't have to drive that far. So pretty much it's...
So a lot of positives, a lot of positives.
Yeah, a lot of positives. Since I'm new one, like a newcomer in here, so far I'm enjoying the life here in Texas.
Okay, fabulous. Okay, well, thank you for sharing, Char. Ivan, what about you? What made you choose Texas, and what did you know about Texas before you came here?
Oh, I mean, Texas is, it came from New Mexico, so basically it's just a neighboring state. You see the map, it's just like the right of New Mexico, so... what I knew before coming to Texas is I know that there's no state tax in Texas. Weather-wise, it's similar to New Mexico, and came from Abu Dhabi, so we're like used to the hot weather. So it's just it's more humid in Texas than in New Mexico. And what made us come here is we were just like trying to apply and. One of my classmates was also living here. Yeah, they moved here, coming from New York, and we were just looking at the hospitals and opportunities. Mm-hmm. And then we just tried to apply. And basically, the good thing in Texas is they consider all of your nursing experiences when it comes to salary. So when we were in New Mexico, and I was in a nursing home, and I moved to a hospital, so basically our salary was entry level, and they did not consider our experiences from Abu Dhabi and the Philippines. So when we learned that in Texas it is considered, so that's why we made a move to come here then.
Okay, so it sounds like there were a lot of positive things as well that you'd heard about Texas. Mm-hmm. And you know, many international nurses don't realize that Texas is huge. It's a massive state. They say everything is bigger in Texas. So it is a really big place. And different places in Texas can be a little different from each other. It's not to say that every place in Texas is exactly the same. Can you share with us where specifically you live in Texas and how that might be different to maybe other towns or cities in Texas? Huh?
Yeah, I'm currently living here in Plano, Texas. Mm-hmm. So it's like a northern part of Dallas. It's like 30 minutes away from the downtown Dallas. So I think it differs is this, like it's really like plain. It's not like really congested. It's like a city, but it's not like a city kind of location, which I like because when I like try to just roam around in downtown Dallas, because I'm not really that like pro driver. I consider myself still like a newbie one driving in here. So what I like about it is just like it's not too congested in terms of like driving. And then we have like a huge roads in here. So it's like three lanes like that. And then weather as well, weather-wise, I love it so far. So like what I've said, I'm still like new. I'm still trying to like roam around. Like other cities, because I've just gone through like downtown Dallas. That's the first place that I've been to here in Texas since I arrived here last October. And the place is nice as well. It's just that like it's too crowded since it's like downtown. And also like some neighboring city like in Allen, it's also like a nice place there. But pretty much it's like, just like the traffic so far. That's what I compare.
Okay, so that's good to know. How is where you're living now different? I think you said it was your aunt who lives in Odessa. How's Odessa different to where you're living now?
Well, in Odessa, it's more of like countryside. So like the way of living there is very laid back. compared in here. So here in Plano, it's pretty busy. People are very active. And then back there in Odessa, it's just they have that laid-back kind of lifestyle there. So that's all I observed.
Okay. So differences within Texas itself in terms of the lifestyle. Ivan, what about you? Tell us about where you live specifically and what you like about that area.
Oh, I mean, welcome to DFW area chat. So I just live nearby in Fort Worth.
Oh.
45 minutes away from Plano. So it's DFW, accordingly, is the biggest metropolitan area in, I would say, United States. So it's like bigger than the Houston metropolitan. So we're in Tarrant County, they're in Collin County, and there's Dallas County. So Fort Worth, I would say, is more laid back than Plano. Plano is more kind of, what do you call this? They're more, it's more developed. So they have more roads, actually. They have more tollways. They have more expressways. And, of course, most probably Filipinos would be considering Plano, Frisco in that area at this point of time. We ourselves were considering to move to that area because that's where our the fast food Jollibee is. Jollibee,
yeah,
is
exactly.
That's important. Yeah,
it just opened last year. Yeah, last year during the pandemic. Anyway, compared to other cities, the most Filipinos are in Houston, and the most Filipino restaurants as well are in Houston. So there would be things that you need to consider, like if you're in Houston, you consider hurricanes, and if you're in the northern Texas, you consider tornadoes. So,
yeah, and that's really everywhere in America, because, and not just everywhere in America. I mean, you know, I just want to give a call out to everybody who's in the Philippines right now who's experienced this, you know, devastating typhoon.
Yeah.
And they are all in our thoughts and prayers. And unfortunately, wherever you are in the world, there's going to be something, you know. It's if you, I live in California here, there's earthquakes. So, you know, there's unfortunately always going to be something. Okay, so let's talk. We've spoken about the climate, and both of you are saying that you like the climate. Ivan, was it what you expected? Because you've been there for longer and you've had more experience in the different, with the different seasons.
Oh, I mean, the season here is, what I said, I mean, it's similar to Abu Dhabi. We came from Abu Dhabi. It's hot and it's humid. In New Mexico, it's hot, but it's dry. So, Texas, like California, is like very, the weather is very unpredictable. Is you have like, they say you can have four seasons in a day. So when you woke up, it's so cold. Then at morning time, it would become like autumn time. Then in the afternoon, it would become so hot. So it's just unpredictable, the weather. And last February, we experienced one of the worst snowstorms. So it rarely happens. Yeah, rarely happens, but it did last February, and there were like issues regarding the power outage. And I think they are right now, like they're trying to fix those issues, so in the future, whenever it will happen, then they will be able to like address those issues again.
Yeah. So it does happen, but it's more unusual when something like that happens in a state like Texas.
We'll be back with the conversation in just a second. There's a wonderful opportunity for you. Kinetics USA is currently recruiting registered nurses from all over the world to work in healthcare facilities here in the USA. If you are interested, please apply at kineticsusa.com/application. That's kineticsusa.com/application. On with the show.
Okay, let's talk about what is it like? What are the fun things to do in Texas? Okay, I know that Texas is a big state. Ivan, you've been there for longer. Have you had any trips or done any fun things in the state itself that you can share with us?
Fun things I would say. I mean, it's not like as fun as other states.
Okay.
In other states, it's green. In Texas, it's dry. It's like a desert. So mostly, you'll have fun with the establishments. Like I'll go to restaurants. You go and play bowling. You go play basketball. There are plenty of, since we're not near the beach, so people usually would go to lakes.
Mm-hmm.
So they would swim in lakes. They would ride the pontoon boats, speed boats, jet skis. So those are the things that are usually done in Texas during your off days. But if you have like longer days off than usually in the United States, then you just take 1 week off and we go to other states. Like we go to California, we go to Oklahoma, neighboring city, Arkansas, East Coast. So that's the good thing here in the United States. So, and also the airfare is cheap. So I think that's it.
What was your favorite place to visit in the United States so far?
I mean, we visited a lot of states. We're trying to. I'm not sure if it is our goal to visit all 51 states, but so far we visited the most probably the most visited states. Like we've been to California, we've been to Northern California, we've been to Southern California, and we've been to Florida. So we've been able to compare both beaches, the Pacific and the Atlantic beaches. And we've been to Florida. We've roamed around Florida. We've been to Orlando. We've been to Miami. We've been to Clearwater. We've been to Destin, Pensacola. So, and I've been to New York. So, like, yeah, I'm not sure yet what are the other things that we're gonna probably target to go. So, South Dakota. So for Mount Rushmore, and I think like it depends on what you would like to do, like Filipinos and what do they want? Do you just usually want to roam around the bigger cities? So
yeah.
The cities here, United States is so big.
It's so big and so much to see.
You just don't get used to it. Like the cities here are so big in area that it looks like a ghost town. It's big. So I mean, we're from the Philippines. There's like hundreds of millions of Philippines, and our place is small. When we go to the city, it's congested. Uh-huh. You see a lot of people, and like here, you go to Dallas. Uh-huh. You don't see a lot of people. I think the only comparable city to the Philippines is New York,
uh-huh.
Los Angeles, San Francisco could even be like a ghost town for us in the Philippines then. But it's nice. Yeah, it's nice. I mean, but you really need to have a vehicle to roam around the country then. And we're enjoying it so far.
Yeah. No, it's funny that you say that, Ivan, because as you're talking, I'm thinking, I was an immigrant myself. I came to the United States 21 years ago, mm-hmm. from South Africa. And my father, when he used to come here, he always used to say, "Where are the people? Where are the people? I don't see the people in the cities."
Yeah. that's what my parents and my in-laws, because both of them come here every now and then, and they get bored because they don't see a lot of people. Like the Philippines, yeah. you go outside of your house, talk to a neighbor.
Uh-huh.
So here, but they are like pros and cons, but definitely, I mean, we are enjoying our stay here in the United States.
Yeah, absolutely. And Char, what about you? Where have you visited in Texas or in the surrounding states that you are fun?
Yeah, actually, I've been to like also Florida, Chicago, New York, and also like we roam around like they're in Niagara Falls like that. So far, what I'm liking here though in Texas, the place that I've been to is like there in downtown Dallas. We went to the it's like more of food tripping really, because mm-hmm. Back when I started my American dream, it's like it's away from like Asian markets, like Jollibee, like what Ivan is saying, because we're a little bit like deprived about that, because mm-hmm. I have to travel like 2 hours away from my location back there. But here it's just like what I've said, 9 minutes, 10 minutes away. So the place that I love in here in Texas where I visited it is the museum in downtown Dallas. it's like more of their culture, like all the paintings as well, and then some sculptures like that. Because I love art as well. I appreciate it. So probably those people who wanted like arts thingy, you can like go to Dallas. There's a lot of like museum there. And also they also have, if you're more into like theme parks like that, there's one here in Arlington. It's the Six Flags Over Texas. It's like 45 minutes away from here. So if you're into like roller coaster rides, you will enjoy it in there. And also here in Plano, we have a hot air balloon festival, but it'll be on like, the next stop will be like next year, September 2022. So yeah, that's also an interesting thing to check it out here in our place, like the balloon festival, because they have like fun run, hot air balloon festival, and then like more of like eating outside, like outdoors like that.
Okay. So you spoke a little bit about being nervous of driving and the roads in Texas. Let's talk about transportation. Because for many international nurses, they don't realize that there are very few places in the United States where you don't have to drive. I mean, New York City, for example, is one. But in most places, most people actually drive. Mm-hmm. Let's talk a little bit about your experience with transportation. I know that you've both lived in other places before, but talk about specifically in Texas, what that's been like. Do you both drive? Do you have cars? Did you have driving lessons? Share with everybody who's watching your experience. Cha.
Okay. So in my case, since I came from other state and then move in here, I have to like transfer everything, like my driver's license, my registration. So it's a pretty much a little bit like stressful for me to do that. But like, I already like, you know, done it, everything except for my driver's license. Because here's the thing, they said that because it's in the middle of the pandemic when I move in here, so I have to get an online for those who are like wanted to transfer from other state to here. So this is what I did. So I transferred my license. I have to book a schedule online, but the earliest that I get will be like next year. So I'm a little bit bothered about that because I still have my Kentucky state driver's license. And then I think, as far as I know, like when I research, I just have like 60 days to like process it before I can drive. So I called the DMV about it. And then they said, since it's in the middle of the pandemic, just disregard that ruling. And then just use your license and wait for your scheduled time for your driver's license to be transferred here in Texas. So I'm still using, though, my Kentucky driver's license. So it's okay until they like transfer it by next year. But my registration, everything is all transferred here in Texas now. So it just a little bit takes time for those who wanted to transfer from other state to here. So you just have to do that so you can like drive in Texas legally. Mm-hmm. So the traffic itself, because I came for like rural area, there's a huge difference in my driving adjustment because I'm not used to driving in a city. So, like, I've got horned many times. Yeah, I got horned many times because, yeah, it's really, I'm still, like, afraid of driving because back in the Philippines, I'm driving but not, like, frequently driving. I just know how to drive, but I consider still myself as newbie driver. So like moving here in Texas, I came from Kentucky and the road are just like, there's no road. I mean, the traffic there, it's really okay. But coming here in Plano, Texas, it's really congested. So city, a lot of traffic lights. Sometimes I'm still confused with the traffic lights, actually. So I got horned with that. I'm getting used to it though. With that 2 months of staying in here, I get used to it, the traffic, and but some drivers are really nice though in here. Some are not, but yeah, I think it's all over though. But it's just the driving. If you're new like me, I just recommend, because we have Uber here, we have Lyft, if you're like, for instance, going to the airport, just wanted to travel somewhere, better to like take Uber, especially with me, who's a very new driver, because if you're going to drive downtown, it'll be like bumper to bumper. And it's very, for me, it's stressful, especially for those who are new driver. So just my advice, it's not like take Uber every time you're going from one place to another. Just those times that it's like on downtown, better to take Uber or like Lyft. So okay, it'll be lesser stress, and, you know,
yeah,
it'll be convenient as well.
No, it can be very stressful if you're not used to it. Yeah. Ivan, what about you on the transportation? Did you always drive beforehand? What was the whole experience like for you on the transportation side?
Yeah, I mean, I used to drive, and we have a car in Abu Dhabi, UAE, so we're driving there, and the Philippines as well. So there are public transportations here. I mean, in my first few days, I have no choice but to use the bus. But the good thing in the United States is everything is easy to get. It's convenient. Like, I've heard in other countries, it would take you years before you would be able to get a driver's license. So here in the United States, so if you have a driver's license in the Philippines, when I was in New Mexico, I basically just brought my driver's license. I gave it to them, gave it to the registration, and I took the exam, and we came here like March 1, 2016. In March 15, I already got my driver's license. So it's not difficult. So after like a few days, I was already able to get my car. So basically, everything is easy to do here. Everything's easy to process. But definitely, everybody like needs a car here, except if you live in New York. Like, probably the only place that you need to that you don't need a car is New York, because it's very traffic congested, and it's not practical to bring a car because like the parking are so expensive. So driving wise, I'm not stressed. So probably me and Chad, we have different
experiences.
Yeah. So if you drive in the Philippines, then especially if you are in the capital country, then you'll see the difference. It's stressful to drive in the Philippines because it's very traffic, and the drivers there are basically, they just don't have a driver's etiquette like here. The people here are courteous.
That's a good point.
That's the people here are courteous. Basically, people here respect the lane. Mm-hmm. There are some who don't, but I mean, majority does. So, so what happens is the traffic is controlled. It's indeed still a traffic, but if you compare it to the Philippines, definitely it's very far. Because in the Philippines, like, all of the cars would try to congest the road, and they don't respect the lane. So it's probably one lane, there's two cars together. Or so in three lanes, there's like 10 cars together. So it's very congested. So it's very different. I like the driving here. The people are very nice, courteous. When you go in a stop sign, everybody stops, and everybody would give time for the cars to cross. So yeah. That's a big difference. So.
It is definitely different. I'm just thinking of the time. Last time I was in the Philippines, I've never been so scared in my life. It's driving in the traffic in the Philippines. But people in the United States, by and large, are very law-abiding when they're driving. So they follow the rules here. And that's everything. Yeah. I mean, I live in California, and it's the same here.
We hope you enjoyed today's episode of Nursing in America. Part 2 will be available next week, so make sure you hit the follow button and come back to join us then. If you enjoyed the episode, please help us and leave a review. Kinetics USA is currently recruiting registered nurses internationally. We offer direct hire, which means healthcare facilities will directly sponsor and hire you to work here in the USA. If you're interested, please apply at kineticsusa.com/application. That's kineticsusa.com/application. You can find the link in the show notes.